Now then, after we've read these great things, these promises here, let's go to Matthew 4, 23 and 24. I'm going to hit a couple of little things there. Matthew 4, 23 and 24. So far, did you like that blessing covenant? You like that? So what do you got to do to get that?
Obey.
That's all you got to do is obey. So if you're not reading the Word every day, are you obeying the Word? No, you got to read it every day. You need to read it, pray over it, talk to Him, worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. And verses 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And His fame went about throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with various diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those which had the palsy, and He healed them. Now see, that's what's supposed to be available to you and me.
Amen.
We're supposed to be able to do the same thing. Now, according to our faith, be it done unto us. And what a shame. Now then, we got those. Then Matthew 8, 14 through 17. I want to go to Matthew 8, 14 through 17, and I want to show you something. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, how did He get her healed? Touched her. Laid His hands on her. Now, see, there is a scripture. As Jesus is doing these very things, He's showing you and me what we're supposed to be able to do. Because we can take a scripture at the end of Mark 16, 17 and 18. And let's start with verse 15. Mark 16, 14, 15. Or 15:16, let's go there, Dave, and to Mark, and let's look at what He told us to do when He was getting ready to go back to heaven. Mark 16:15, and Jesus said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Now then, I could ask you, how many of you have led anybody to Jesus in the last few weeks? Now, if you were like I was when I was a Southern Baptist deacon, and had been a Christian for well over 25 years. I was a Sunday school teacher and a deacon in a church and worked on almost every committee in the church, did everything, loved God, maintained the buses, you named it, went visiting. But did I ever lead anybody to Jesus? No. I thought that's the pastor's job. I didn't even try. I mean, you know, I didn't try to lead nobody to Jesus. It wasn't my job. I didn't think. But when I read this, I find out it is my job. All I'm supposed to be is a Christian, a disciple, and I'm supposed to go and talk to people about Jesus. Now, if you go and talk to people about Jesus and you start winning souls into the kingdom of God, then this is what happens next, verse 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents, which is the devil, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and sometimes they'll get well. That ain't what He said, is it? I get tickled when I'm watching y'all, when y'all read along with me. You see it when I read it along. You think, what's wrong with this guy? Why do you think I do that? I want to know if you're reading it. Are you paying attention to what God's saying there? It's just like a bunch of guys in a Sunday school class, men, a bunch of men. I walked down the aisle the other day in a Baptist church, and one of them said, Thurman Scrivener, come in here. I walked in there, I said, oh, what can I do for you guys? He said, I want to know why when you lay hands on people, they get healed. I said, well, I'm going to ask you, have you ever laid hands on somebody and expected them to get healed? He said, no. I said, well, you ain't never going to see nobody get healed. I said, you know, if you believe God's word, I mean, you see somebody sick, I mean, you don't even ask them if they're a Christian or not. I mean, you just see somebody in a store, and they're sneezing, coughing, everything. Say, hey, you look sick. Said, I'm serving Jesus. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Don't even give them a chance to answer. You know? And I've had people, I've done that too. I have had people jump back and say, don't you touch me. I don't want nothing to do with that. Dave, the other day, stopped as a boy with a girl on a motorcycle. They turned the motorcycle over, and he's bleeding profusely and everything else. And Dave come up there, and he said, I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. He said, no, get away from me. He was a Muslim. They said, that's okay. I'm going to pray for you anyway. You can't stop me. I don't want to do it, Jesus. He said, you're going to get saved because I'm going to pray for you. You ain't going to have to do with it because I'm going to pray for you. You're going to get saved. Now, what kind of faith is that?
Unstoppable.
Hey, unstoppable faith. You know, now that's the kind of men and women we need to be. We see a guy, I don't care if he's a Muslim, laying on the side of the highway. You stop and pray for that guy. And Jesus heals him. And then it's amazing how many times I've seen people miraculously healed when I just step out and do something wild and stupid before everybody's eyes. You know, down here at the airport, whenever I prayed for Edelina several years ago, that little Spanish woman, I didn't know if she knew Jesus, but she was a human being. And she had fell in a great big old stove and burned all the skin off the bottom of her right arm. How would you like to be a little lady or a little guy and your foot slip and lay it down on a 250-degree door? How would you like to do that? I mean, you as a lady, I don't know, do you cook? No, you don't cook. You don't cook. Okay, well, she's truthful anyway. Mine don't cook either, so don't, no big deal. She cooks a little, but not much. She'd a whole lot rather eat somebody else's food. But that she does a lot of other things, though, praise God. So everybody's not everything. But she can cook, but she'd rather not. And so this little lady was a cook. In a big outfit, and she had fell in that big oven, burnt all the skin off her arm. And all I could say is when I heard her, she was screaming. You can imagine, in case you young lady, you know, you probably have burned your finger on a kettle or a pot or whatever. You know how it hurts. Well, this lady was screaming like crazy. Well, I went running down there. Of course, they're getting the first aid kit out, and they're going to do everything. But, you know, I mean, she's got a burn there. And so I just run up to her. And it's on her right arm, so I run up to her and I grab this left arm with my right hand, hold up the other one. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I quote Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. After I quote Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, then I quote this verse, Mark 16, 18. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. I mean, is that a promise from the King?
Yes.
And who did he say this would happen to? Those that
believe.
Are you a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? You're becoming a believing believer, right? Hey, praise the King. And that's what God likes too, when you're becoming a believing believer. But I said, Lord, I don't know how long it's going to take for this to work. So I'm going to go to another scripture that he gave you and me as children of God if we're walking in obedience. And it's Mark 11, 23. Now I want you to see what Mark 11. Now this is a promise that works for you as the body of Christ if you're walking in obedience to God's word. Mark 11, 23. And he says, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. What do you got to have?
Faith in God.
Faith in God. The God kind of faith. For verily I, Jesus, say unto you, that whosoever shall say. Now, are you a whosoever? I'd like to think I'm a whosoever. You know, I mean, now if he'd have said, only Thurman gets to do these kind of things. Or only, what's your name? Jeff. Only Jeff gets to do those. Then there's probably a whole bunch of Jeffs in the country, but that sure would eliminate the rest of us, wouldn't it? But he didn't do that, did he, Jeff?
No.
He said, whosoever. So that includes you and me. And you, right? Okay. And whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, what can your mountain be? It can be anything. It can be anything. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, he didn't say not doubt in your man. Well, that devil will work on your man. Every time you start to stand for a miracle, your mind saying, you fool, you idiot, this ain't going to work. You probably, that day you prayed for that girl, you was telling me, there was probably something in your mind saying, you know, what if it don't work this time?
Not that day
it didn't work. Or, you know what I mean, right? Yeah, that devil, he'll come by and say, oh, if he don't do it for you this time, you're going to look like a fool.
That's right.
You know what I mean, right?
Absolutely.
Sure, he's good at it. He'll do it. But it's, the Lord says, don't doubt in your heart. So how do you think you're going to get this heart not to doubt God's promises? Put them in there just like he's pounding on his Bible. Put them in there over and over and over. Stand on these mighty promises. I mean, just beat them into yourself over and over and over. And when you do, she'll not doubt his heart, but she'll believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So what kind of limitation did our King give us as the body of Christ? That's it. Zero. We can have anything we can say in faith. Amen. So when I laid hands on this little woman and I quoted Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, that Jesus bore her pain, I said, he bore your pain, so you don't have to have it. I said, now then, I said, Mark 11, after he says, lay hands on the sick, but I said, I don't know how long it'll take to heal you. So I said, Mark 11, 23, he says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I said, in the name of Jesus, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King, and his name is Jesus. The pain stopped. She stopped screaming. She went ahead and served the evening meal in the cafeteria. Still had all them blisters. Everybody saw it. When they went up there, in fact, one of the men, I went up and had dinner with them that night. One of the men said, Adelina, what happened to your arm? Well, I burned it on the oven. He said, well, good grief, why don't you go to the doctor? She said, well, it don't hurt. So she wouldn't go. That night when she got home, her husband wanted to take her to emergency when he saw it. And she said, no, it doesn't hurt at all. I don't want to go. I said, if it's bothering me in the morning, we'll go. She wakes up the next morning. Her arm is beautiful. Not a mark, not a burn, not a blister. Amen. Who showed up that night, reckon? Jesus. That's exactly right. Jesus. I mean, that's what we can do if we believe. Did he say we can do these kind of things? And greater. But the thing about it is, you got to get over that little beast. Oh, but what if he don't do it for you this time? You're going to look like a fool. You know that?
I already do, so that's all right.
Okay, so we don't care, do we?
Nope.
When you get to that point, boy, you don't care. I don't. As long as, I mean, Jesus, if you said it, I'm doing it. I don't care if the world thinks I'm a complete idiot. I don't care. You're going to see God show up for you and do some wonderful things. And you're going to love it. You already do. Now, is this a pretty awesome promise? Now, then, look at what he said here. Now, remember, this is for the body of Christ today. This is on this side of the cross. The first hour and a half, we talked about what God don't like and what brings sickness and disease upon us. So, we need to take heed to those things and not do them, right?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.